Now the subject was going on, you see, we are under great delusion. And what is that delusion we are, in which we are adrift? That we are the indweller of the man body. But we have identified with the body so much so that we have become as it were is the body itself. So this body has been given to us through the grace of God to find your way back to God. Your conscious entity, the top of the ocean of all consciousness. With His grace you got this highest rung in creation, man body, the highest rung in creation, in which you can go back to your true home of Father. But we are under a grand delusion. Why? For two reasons. This body is made of matter. And the whole world is made of matter. Matter is changing. Every minute at the same speed as our body is changing. Because we have identified ourselves with the man body. When two things are changing at the same speed, and we are identified with that things, all this appears to be stationary, not changing. That is grand delusion. Suppose you are, some men are rowing in a boat, and the boat is going that way where the water of the river is flowing, you see, the same way. You are identified with the boat. The speed of the boat and the water of the river is the same. When you are there, you appear to be stationary. So how to be out of this delusion? Body is changing, you see. As also the world is made of matter, that is also changing. There are two ways to be out of this delusion. One, foresight. When a man is sitting in the boat, let him see to the corners of the river, you see, shores of it. You will find that you are going down the stream. Or the best way is to be out of the boat, and you will see every boat is rowing down. So Master's advice, oh man, you are under a grand delusion, whether you are learned or unlearned, you see, rich or poor, you must be out of this delusion to enable you to see this world in its right perspective. So there are two ways. First one is taken by foresight. And the effective way there is go down, sit in a graveyard, you see, or in a place where the dead bodies are burnt, you see. There you see some are coming, some are carrying the dead bodies on their shoulders and they put underground or put consigned into flames, then go back. But so much we are forgotten ourselves, we see with our own eyes. We carry the dead bodies on our own shoulders, but we are not convinced that we have to leave the body. How grand delusion it is. So one way is like that. And the other way is just to be out of your body. When just as you would be out of the boat, you will see boat is rowing down, everybody is rowing, water is flowing down. And the man who are identified with the boat, they are also flowing down. So for that the Master said, you must learn how to leave the body. Learn to die so that you may begin to live. You must rise above body consciousness. Then you will see everything in its right perfect. This is the state of our body which you are carrying. And what about all relatives? They have been just brought together as a reaction of our past karmas, you see, give and take. When that is finished. Everybody has to leave, take his own way. So this body won't remain here, all along with us. Nor all others who have come together as a reaction of the past. They will also leave us, or we will leave them. Along with that, all other possessions are going to be left here. This very body, who is the first companion we have got when we come to the earth on birth, when that leaves us, how all other things which have come only in connection with the body, how can they go along with us? That is why Christ said, lay by treasures, in the other where these ants won't eat. This place, earth or man body, is not the place to live forever. We have to leave someday, all, sooner or later. We are very great philosophers did come to the world. Very masters came to the world. They had man body, they left it. No exception to the rule. So unless we have got the right perspective, right view, we cannot see things as they are, truly. Master say, oh, look, you have to leave the world, these things will remain here, you will go empty-handed. Then our heart don't, are not convinced to see the things in their right color, you see. There are only two ways. One, with foresight, just a man rowing down in the boat feet to the corners of the river, or the other way to leave the boat and come out. So this is a grand illusion in which we are all going down. If we just, these things are brought home, you see, then every angle of vision will change. Why will molest us? Why will squeeze the blood of others? Why will torment other people? Never. They have got the same man body as we have got. They are the same, I mean, a sense of the, as a God like us, top of the ocean of all consciousness, and the same controlling power keeping everyone else in the body. So highest aim is to know, to rise into God consciousness, you see. And that will come only when you know yourself. Who you are. You are not the man body. You are dwelling in the man body, the highest in all, rung in all creation. So we have to make the best use of it, how to be out of it. For that purpose, Master always advised, rise above body consciousness, learn to die so that you may begin to live. You will have right spectacles. Go, see through. Everything will appear in the right perspective, you see. So that is why all masters know themselves. We are bearing, of course, the labels of different schools of thought in which we have joined only to realize this truth. When you realize only, then your attachments will be cut out, you see. When you know you have to go, you have to leave. Father, you people have come from America. For how many days? A month, two or three or six? You know you have to go back. Although you are here, enjoying, still you think you have to go back. If you just have that inner vision, by rising above body consciousness, you will always be conscious knowing this is not our home. The home of the soul is the home of our Father. Fortunate we are, we have got the man body, in which we can go back to the home of our true Father. And in no other lower classes of creation, you see, their only reaction, they are coming to reap what they have acted before. The fruit of that. In man body we have also got this as a reaction of the past, but here we are free also within certain limits to direct ourselves on the right way back to God. That's all. An ABC will start when you rise above body consciousness. You learn how to leave the body at will. Then whole angle of you will be changed. This is how you can be out of this grand illusion we are all in. When you know you are not the man body, you have got the man body, you are conscious entity, you have got the man body, you have got the intellect, but you are yourself conscious beings. And you have been just given this man body, and by the grace of God, to enable you to go back to your home. It does not mean anyhow to leave the world and go to the forest, you see, but remain here, pay off your debts, gives and takes, you see, and find your way back to God. All these relations, you see, they are brought together only as reactions of the past, to pay off their debts, you see, pay them off with love. Just be not deluded as we are now. We think perhaps this is the only place, this we will live here forever, but nobody has lived here forever. This is a golden opportunity we have got to find our way back to God. So for that very purpose we have joined various schools of thought. The badges we are carrying only relate to your body, but you have got the man body. These are labels put on the man body. You are conscious entity. Your tomb is not this. Your tomb is true home is one which is all consciousness. So to find way back to God, the first lesson is that you are under a grand delusion. You must come out of that. But you see, even when we are doing our practice, even then we are not conscious of that. So you do your practice accurately, you see. Then you rise above body, you see the body is not you. You are above it. You begin to just have experience of the beyond. But this faith awaits everybody. You have to leave your body. No exception to the rule. But with all that, we are afraid of death. Death is only a change. Death sets one side of the world and then rises on the other. It is just setting the sun. We leave this physical world and rise into the beyond. This is a practical question which you have. Somebody gives you a demonstration of that, you have to develop it from day to day. So that is no bugger. It is a very level change, I would say, though you have got experience of the beyond. For others, they are dreadful. They dread it. Why? For two reasons. One, they don't know how to deal with it. At the time of that, we have to leave the body. This is one reason. You see, man dying, how he feels, how much, you see, pain in the body. Sometimes he's just withdrawing of the soul from the body, is just like Master Sada put in their scriptures. That Mohammedan saints tell us that just like a thorny bush is put into the rectum and just extracted through the mouth. Hindu scriptures tell us that 1,000 scorpions bite together. The pain that one has felt that way, so much pain is felt at the time of leaving the body. And you are a witness to that. Then the people feel how very much in agony. This is one reason why we are afraid of death. And the other, we do not know beyond where to go. So those who go to the master, they teach him, give him a demonstration of how to rise above the body for a while. You forget the world outside. You leave the body. Your inner eyes open. You see into the beyond. You are not the body. This is first grand concession that a master gives you. And this can be had, this experience can be had only with the help of a master. When you leave the body, you begin to understand that all this is going on under the divine will. The man who becomes conscious co-worker of the divine plan, well, he never says, I am doing it. He says, it is his will being done. Thy will be done on earth. The man who learns to die, to leave the body at will, he gets ever lost in life, never to return, because all glory and beauty lies within you. Astral planes are more beautiful than the physical one. Causal is still more beautiful. And the spiritual planes beyond are the most beautiful. Those who just have experience of those beyond it, planes beyond, naturally they like to go. But they are bound. So even the masters, they are playing their role. They want to go wide every time, but they are bound by orders. They have to carry on. Master makes the best use of that. And everybody. So this is the way, the first step, first ABC to be learned on the way to spirituality. You must come out of delusion. Did all these practices which you are asked to practice daily. It is only meant for that purpose. Do you leave the body at will? Do you traverse into the beyond? And somebody should be there too to guide you. And here also to give you a demonstration of that. Who can do that? He is called a saint. He is got a master. He never leaves you here and hereafter both. So every day you are given some lesson. See? We have to learn it. This one lesson is you know how to leave the body. You see how you can come out of the great delusion. Then I think you will have the right person, spectators to see. So please, what to do? This is the first step, people say. ABC starts, we are all philosophies and it is a matter of seeing, rising above body consciousness, experiencing one's own self. Saint Plutarch tells us, those who are initiated into the mysteries of the beyond, their soul has the same experience of leaving the body as it has at the time of death. So Master give you a demonstration of that. Who can give you a demonstration of that? Guide outside also, and also when you go within, there also he comes up to help you. Well, it is a great blessing to have a living Master. This was the lesson learned by us at our own Master. That power never dies. Master power never dies. That works at different human poles. Our Master used to give some example to show when one bulb is fused, the other is put on. The other is fused, the third is put on. But that light is the Master, embodied in man body. That never dies. So this is the ABC of the learner, you see. We are all on a grand delusion. We must come out of that. It is not a matter of only talking with it. It is a matter of practically rising above body consciousness. This is you rise above body consciousness day to day, every day at will, then what is, where is the death? Fear of death remains. Nothing. You will go jolly. You come here to find your master, is it? You are jolly, I think. So then you have to go to the feet of our master, of two masters within us. So this place is not our place for live forever tonight. We are only to make the best use of all this. That's all.